I think we're ready. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Adult Games Corner. We're playing a game I've been wanting to play for a long time. I bug tested this game a little bit, and I've played a lot of betas, and I've talked to the dev often. He's a really cool guy. The game is called Book of Korvald. So if you, let's see, I guess, maybe they don't have that set up right, but, I mean, come on, it's still 1.0. It's gamepad, yeah, everything's good. Seems like it's alright. But here we are, Book of Korvald, an apocryphal saga, version 1.0. That means there might be some more bug fixes. But trust me, this thing has been tested to death. They tested it until they had a near-perfect version. So yeah, guys, this is good. This isn't anime. This is more European. Think Nordic Vikings and H.P. Lovecraft, and you've got it. I've been wanting to bring you guys this game for so long. And I can finally do it. So here we go. Here's Book of Korvald. New game. See? There's different difficulty settings. It's not just sex. This is an actual game. So we're gonna go with normal, because this shit can get very difficult. He's told me what happens when you go to but why. And if you're looking for a true, like, Dark Souls kind of adventure, yeah, you're gonna get it on that setting. Nothing stays hidden forever. Yeah, there's a... You guys see a mouse, I'm gonna have to move that. Strange men have been seen wandering around the Hjortvard... The Hjortvard Forest. Hildur has been looking for you. She went to your home to find you. Our scouts have spotted a few Frankish soldiers in the town of Ribe.
I hear that Charlemagne's army has been setting up camps to the north.
Thank you for letting me read your recent chronicles, Korvald. I will return them as soon as I... as soon as I am finished.
Korvald, my good friend, it is so good to see you. Join me for ales later.
Why, certainly, sir. I shall.
Where did you go, my love? I've been looking for you all afternoon. I brought some wild boar home. Shall we go and prepare our supper?
If your urge is full, you cannot regenerate health without drinks.
We had already been told of Charlemagne's war against the Saxon tribes, but now rumors were spreading that an invasion was likely imminent. King Charlemagne's Archbishop, Augustus Reinvold, has been spotted amongst the invading soldiers in several locations. There have been talks that this war is actually serving to facilitate a religious conversion. Reinvold's presence only increases that suspicion. We should have listened. Maybe then we would have kept a closer eye on the coastline for our welcome ships. In the middle of the night, as we all slept, they came. Soldiers of the Frankish army, led by a hulking figure, invaded our village. After dispatching the village guards, the soldiers began burning our homes and executing anyone attempting to flee. I could hear several soldiers shouting about searching each home for something. I didn't need to know more. I already knew what they were looking for. Hilda quickly grabbed her weapons and turned to me.
I will try to save the children, no matter what. You cannot let them find...
I know, do not worry. They will never find it, or any of my related writings. Please, be careful, Hilda.
We will be reunited. My love.
I did not know that the goodbye kiss I gave my wife would be the last. I turned and ran into my study, fetching the artifact I'm certain they were looking for, and swallowed it. A massive armored man led soldiers into my home. I grabbed my sword from its resting place. I tried to fight them, but I am no match in my old age for these men. The soldiers had overpowered me, taken my sword, and escorted me from my home as their captive.
F1 to toggle a panic screen.
They
I wonder what it says.
Dig below the streets, past the city cisterns, into a dungeon that I never knew existed. We pass countless cells, each one filled with either a prisoner or a rotting corpse. The smell is so overpowering that I retch on the ground, only to be dragged by the angry guards through my own mess. At what must be the farthest cell from the entrance, the guards shackle my wrists and suspend me from the ceiling. At first, it seemed my death would be inevitable, but then the questioning began. After refusing to answer their first few questions, the real show began. After a few days of beatings and starvation, I think I was starting to hallucinate. The questions kept coming, however, and when I still refused to talk, they took my eyes. Now it seems like I have been here for weeks, though I am not entirely sure. Without eyes, everything is disorienting. My other senses are failing me. All I can taste or smell is my own blood, and my sense of touch has been replaced with pain. The only things I can hear are the barking voices of my torturers and screams from nearby prisoners.
Just tell me where your other journals are and this suffering can end.
They are convinced that I have hidden a collection of writings. Writings that are supposedly heretical and must be destroyed. First of all, I have never hidden so much as a single page. As a town scribe, my home was always open for everyone to freely browse the many shelves and stacks of volumes. Secondly, I have been documenting the world around me since childhood, never once allowing my observations to be tainted with opinions or beliefs. Calling anything I have ever written heretical is a fucking insult. Lastly, my home was burned to the ground, along with everything I have ever written. It seems like they are just trying to ensure that nothing in my village survives, effectively erasing us from history.
Your choices are simple. Either tell me what I want to know and be rewarded with a quick end, or remain silent and experience unimaginable agony.
Every sound that comes out of this man's mouth fills me with hatred. Silence is all I have to offer. I choose a slow death. Visions of tearing these men apart with my bare hands allow my mind to distance itself from the pain. Just beyond the shouting demands of my captors, I begin to hear strange, whispering voices. I believe my rage is the only thing keeping me alive, and may also be driving me insane. If I concentrate, I can almost hear what the whispers are saying to me.
Korvald.
Who is that? How do you know my name?
I have been watching you for quite some time now.
So you can speak.
I can help you escape this horrible fate, but I will need your help in return.
I don't understand. Who are you? Where are you?
I will ask the questions.
Sounds like Cobra Commander.
I am blind and broken beyond mending. I can't help anyone.
Your lifetime of knowledge and your skill with the written word are what I seek. In exchange, I will help you escape and avenge your people. Do we have a deal?
I cannot write anything without my eyes to see. But if you can get me out of here, I will do my best. I agree to your terms. A strange feeling comes over me, completely eliminating any pain I'd been feeling. My skin and muscles begin to tingle and itch with a vibrating warmth. Suddenly, I can feel my eyes as though they were never gone.
You! What demonic treachery is this?
Your flesh is now mending.
My eyes! I can see!
Guards! Guards! The heretic is trying to escape! Notify the Archbishop!
Try to hold still. This next part can be quite painful.
What is happening to me? I feel so strange.
I'm infusing my own essence into you, so that... Wait.
The energy that is coursing through me explodes in my intestines. I then remember that I had swallowed my ring.
My insides are being torn in half!
I can actually feel the ring melting and spreading through my body.
I don't understand. No! This can't be possible!
All breathable air is sucked out of the room and replaced with blinding light and deafening shrieks. After a few moments, the chaos ends. The creature and I are all that remain in the room. The intense pain subsides, and for the first time in ages, I feel somewhat normal. Though I can't help but notice a peculiar sense of emptiness for some reason. My attention is drawn to the creature, who seems to be muttering to itself.
No, this isn't right. This can't be right.
What are you? A god? A demon?
Neither. Your understanding of such concepts will change now that you can see reality through my eyes.
Do you have a name? Or should I just address you as creepy floating thing? He pauses for a moment, seemingly debating on the answer.
I'm Kurothrun. Now, if there are no more pressing questions, we must escape this place.
Crawfun snaps the chains that were restraining me. I did not expect that my legs would have the strength to keep me upright. But I was wrong. Looking down, the biggest book I have ever seen lies on the floor before me. Its cover is made of what appears to be forged steel, attached to the spine with finely pinned hinges. I notice that the writing has been inked in blood. I discover the bloody quill on the floor, and suddenly remember the tiny stabs that were made into my abdomen. That's my blood.
Grab that book. As per our agreement, I'm asking you to fill these pages with any and all knowledge you possess, now and furthermore.
For some reason, I ignored the implications of this request and became fixated on the physical size of the tome.
This thing is huge and looks very heavy. How do you suggest I carry this around?
Crawthon grabs a length of the chains that had been holding me. He attaches each end of the chain to opposing corners of the book spine, and slings the whole contraption over my shoulder. I stumble around like a fool, convinced that the weight will certainly pull me to the ground. Surprisingly, I can hardly tell that it's there.
To heal your wounds, I have infused a portion of my essence with your own. Among the many improvements this has made to your physical form, your strength will be the most obvious. There will be plenty of time to discuss this later. For now, we need to leave.
Okay. You don't stand in my way, Wall. I'm the Juggernaut. Man. Mario. Gonna be putting the plumber out of business here. There we go. Wow. Damn. Old man fast. Drink from my flask. Very important, guys. There is some tough enemies. Even in the betas, I ran into some of them.
Yeah.
chest. Oh, okay. That wasn't in the beta. Neat. The guards have been summoned. To avoid any unnecessary complications, we need to get clear of this area. I do not know my way around this place. Which way do we go? For now, just travel straight ahead to the next chamber. I'm trying to imitate the voice actors as best I can. Ooh, what's this? Locked. Locked. A lot of stuff is locked in the beginning, or was in the beta. Combat tips. Attack with your weapon or fist using the attack button. Holding the dash button will perform a quick forward burst of movement. A well-timed dash can pass through enemies and attacks, ignoring them completely. When near breakable objects, like pottery, crates, or anything that can be smashed open, hit the interact button to grab and throw the object in the direction you are facing. Finally, hitting the flask button will take a drink from your ale flask. You'll need it to you will need to find some ale to fill it with first, however. Many more combat skills can be learned along your journey, but these will be enough to get us out of here. So basically, kill shit, throw shit, run fast and get drunk? I can do that. Damn, Rat was a little tougher than it was in the beta. Medicine. Yep. I'm just gonna punch the shit out of a rat, right? Ooh. Okay, I got the bone club. Alright, so I can equip stuff. Hold on. Oh, okay. That's neat. No cape. No gauntlets. Oh, I guess I have it already equipped. That's how you equip shit. Alright, so back to clothes. Nope, I don't have it equipped. I guess for some things you have to use the mouse. Oh well, they'll get it worked out. And again, you can totally play this game with a keyboard and mouse. So, you know, be aware of that. All of a sudden, overwhelming lust cripples my movement. Oh gods, what is happening to me? I should have warned you. A human side effect of being infused with cosmic energy is that your reproductive systems and hormones are driven beyond your control. When your health is reduced by damage, your body will automatically repair itself over time. This comes at the cost of your urges, however. When your urge reaches its maximum, you will no longer be able to regenerate health until you can somehow expel it. This is why your once aged and frail body is now strong and resilient, and also why you feel like mating with anything that moves. Sort of a never-ending battle that you will learn to manage over time. None of that is useful to me, though. If my own body refuses to cooperate, what can I do to fix this? Quite simply, you will have to expel your seed to normalize your hormones. I don't care how you do it, but you will need to take care of that soon. Once again, lust cripples my movement. I can't resist this any longer! I was afraid this might happen. We need to find something you can release into. There, that phantom appears to be female. She will do nicely. Exactly what do you want me to do with her? That part is simple. Just follow your instincts. But my instincts are screaming for me to fuck something. How is a vaporous ghost going to help? They are not really ghosts as you humans have imagined. These living shadows are actually other eldritch beings that failed to enter your plane successfully. Your new abilities will allow you to make full physical contact with them. I don't think this is a time for a lesson in ethereal physics. You are going to die if you don't do this. While your urge bar is full, walk up to her and hit the interact key. You will put her in a pocket dimension where you will not be bothered. You can take care of your urges there. Well, got Phantom Ghost Woman sex. That's a new one. And now you can actually have her as part of your party too. Oh yeah, absolutely. That's one of the cool things about this game. Who you bang actually becomes part of your party.
That was lovely. Can I please have some more?
He will need to regenerate for a little while.
Who said it had to be him?
She glides around Quathroon like a house cat rubbing against its owner's legs, and stops to lick the side of his eye. The entire scene is as unsettling as it sounds.
You...
Do you have a name, Spirit?
No, I just told you she isn't.
You, my delicious human, can call me Zeta.
Pleased to meet you, Zeta. My name is Korvald, and his name is...
Krothan.
We both fall silent as this entity just hovers and stares at Krothan. I don't even know what to think right now. Zeta has joined you. See?
You don't have to say anything. I am going to help you, Korvald. You should also know that your seed possesses very powerful properties that can easily influence others to fight with you as well.
I see. That could come in very handy.
One more thing, Korvald. If my power is full, you can command me to unleash a helpful special attack.
Oh, do this by holding up and hitting the offhand button. I like the sound of that! I still want to see what the panic screen looks like.
Your Holiness!
What is it, Captain?
That scribe we captured from Toft has escaped.
What do you mean, escaped? How? The last report I received regarding the prisoner had mentioned the removal of his eyes. How does an old blind man escape?
We don't know. Bodies of men attending his interrogation have been discovered, we think.
You think? Capitaine, are you telling me here that your men are unclear on what dead bodies look like?
Not like this, they aren't. All we found were the puddles of bloody sludge and teeth. The only clue to their identities were the fragments of their clothing found lying nearby.
I see. So he is here, Sen.
Father?
He didn't escape. He was rescued. Rally your men. I want soldiers covering every field and every corridor in this region. Find that scribe and kill him.
Right away.
Right. There's bad ones too. Yeah.
By the way, this game is fully open world. It just starts out in the dungeon area. Once you pass that, which is like the tutorial, then you can go wherever you want. And of course, you have to be careful, because in any open world game, you might run into something that will just hand you your ass. Trust me, I've done it. Wow. That thing sounded like a squeaky toy when it got hit. Oh! So let's go in here. I didn't remember. There we go. Oh, I like that. He went right off the screen. That's alright. It's not a big deal. I mean, there's gonna be some bugs, but that... Okay, so we can't go through here because he'll be mincemeat. And that's not gonna help him. Damn. I think I'm supposed to get that, Oh, no, we can do it, but... Yeah, we can. Alright, there we go. There's an escaped prisoner just standing there. Something isn't quite right about him.
It is here.
Uh-oh. His voice sounds as if it's coming not from his throat, but all around the room.
Can you feel it?
Oh, I'm sorry you wanted me to play along. Go fuck yourself. Can you feel that?
This is not good. He is a host for one of my kind.
Well, well, well. Is that the voice of Koroth when I hear?
Fuck! This is really not good. They know I am here.
They? Who?
I hope you are up for this. Kill this host and send its parasite back to the void.
Well, you heard the man. Let's get on with it.
Alright, so that's not the real boss. Alright, here's the real boss.
Thank you, Korvald. This flesh fits so much better now. Oh, great. He knows my name.
All you have done is allow him to push further into this world. Kill him before it's too late!
Alright, hold on. Because he might be pretty strong. I'm trying to see if there's like some skills or anything that I've got. That just healed my health and I didn't need it. I mean, this is the first boss, so I'm not gonna get cocky.
Dead. Only its host flesh. But in doing so, you have sent him back to the void. He won't be coming back anytime soon.
Alright. prison cell key. Alright. I got some kind of card. What? Okay. So it's kind of like a Metroidvania, but not quite. Scrap wood. Now, if you want to, you can go all the way back to the very beginning where you saw all those locked cells. But I'm not going to do that because I want to show you guys more of the game. By the way, for those of you who don't really use Steam, this game will also be coming to pretty much every platform the dev can put it on. So, in his words, he said he was going to spread Book Daddy like herpes. Which is great, because this game needs to be available everywhere. I think it's a really good game in the adult genre, and just wait, guys. We just started it. There's a lot more you can do. Oh yeah, I got a bunch of crap. Let's see what it does. Strong whip. Ooh, Castlevania time. It's kind of funny because I just got finished playing the Dominique's Curse DLC for Bloodstained, which plays like Castlevania 2, and she has a whip. Might want to give that a try. If you haven't yet. Alright. What is this? The Hangman's Tongue. This long, meaty, pulsing tongue was pulled from the gaping maw of the Hanged Man. It is so stretchy that it makes for a great whipping weapon. Alright, so we have 14 to 28 long-range weapon. Medium impact. There's all kinds of different weapons in the game, guys. Long range. It's a relic. Can we have both? Yeah, we can. So that's kind of neat. No, that doesn't do it. Doesn't have a really good... Let's try this again. I don't like that one. I think I'm gonna... No. Again, it's still better to... Hold on. Let me see. How do I do this? Alright, I'll bet I'll just go to... Alright, yeah, I see it. Alright, that's the Bone Club. No.
Okay, I see how to do it now. Alright. Let's equip the whip. Not both of them. Put that back. Well, I guess I can't have that item. Alright, so when you click on these areas, it shows you if you have anything that can fit them, which is a really good quality of life. It'll tell you everything that you can equip. Like, see, it says I could use the bone club, or I could use nothing. But that's how it works. I can't use that other item right now, so it is what it is. Wow, that was kind of cool. He got thrown into the screen like in Turtles in Time. If you remember that fight with Shredder where you would throw the foot soldiers into him and they would go right in, like they'd go right into the screen. That was fun. It was hard to do, but it was a fun fight. Only in the Super Nintendo version, guys, not in the arcade. Right. Well, damn. I don't think I can get whatever is over here yet. But rats seem to keep pouring out. I guess maybe later. Yeah. I'm gonna need some kind of double jump or something. It seems to be what it is. What I'm lacking. Let's see. Oop! He can't swim. No, seriously, guys, he can't. Or maybe he can, because I guess I'm gonna have to go down that way.
There's a woman imprisoned in this cell. Are you okay? Hello?
The woman opens her eyes, but only barely.
I am going to try to get you out of there. Realizing that I am not a guard, she leans forward.
Who are you?
Her face suddenly fills with wonder as she looks into my eyes. My name is Korvald. I, too, was imprisoned here. What is your name?
Kara. Kara Ahn. Please, Korvald. Do you have any food?
After getting a better look at her, I can tell that she hasn't eaten in a few days. I am sorry, Kara, but I do not have any food. You can nourish her, however. What do you mean? Your seed is also fortified with cosmic restorative properties. This may be the opportunity you needed to balance yourself as well. Ah, I see where this is heading. So, Kara, how should I explain this? You may have noticed that I am not entirely normal. Without thinking, I pulled my coverings aside, exposing my cock. Looking back up, she had already crawled to the bars.
So hungry. Please, feed me, Korvald.
In one swift movement, she reached through the bars, grabbed my cock, and stuffed it into her mouth. Okay. Oh, fuck. Here it comes.
Oh my god, it tastes so sweet. Like warm honey.
Having swallowed the entirety of my lust, she seems filled with life. I too feel more in control of myself having flushed my system.
for saving me, Korvald. I need to return to my home in Rhybe. Can you please help me get there?
Kara Arvin has joined you. Not a problem. Do you need a weapon of some kind?
No, but it looks like the guards left my possessions just outside the cell. I have a weapon in my belongings.
Kara grabs her things and gets dressed. After a few more moments, we begin making our way out of here. Well, now I've got a whole party. So what do we do now? Yeah, he's got a bar. I can't hold my breath for this long. I'll have to figure out another way to safely go through this door.
Table. Fuck. There is so much blood. The table is ruined.
I will get you a new one. Now please help him.
Oh, fine. Let me see what we are working with here. Oh my. You are gonna be fine, hun. I just need to extract some of your built-up juices.
Hurry, he's slipping away!
Do you want to do this instead? Didn't think so. Now, let me work, asshole.
Whoa, that reminds me of teeth!
Hush now, sweetie. Don't want to spook this little lady. Unless you want to lose something permanently. Okay, girl. You hungry? Let's eat. There you go, sweetie. Just rest now. He is fucking delicious.
Yeah, well, don't get any ideas. He has more work to do.
So that was a very interesting game over scene. Apparently I need to go back because I can't go through here. Actually start to feel bad for the rats. I mean, they're just being rats, man. He takes so long to kill. Hold on.
Yep, throw him against the screen, Ninja Turtle style. Break this yet. Wonder if we will have to go back. I've got an axe. Looks like you found some equipment. These are actually mine. I guess they're all I have left from my life before all of this. Well, fortunately, they will be helpful to you now. To view things that you've acquired, open your book by hitting the character menu button. Along the side of your book, you will see several tabs indicating the content they contain. When viewing the stats tab, the left page of the book contains the various areas on your body where items can be equipped. To equip something, click on the equipment slot and select a qualifying item. You can also click on an inventory item directly on the right page and select from the options that appear. But we do know that, guys. So. Okay, wrist iron. Trying to do it with a, but it seems like it's gonna be difficult. They really do want you to use a mouse. Oh well. I'll take the axe. Scrap iron. All right. I'm supposed to find the exit. Can't go through there. Oh, I can also throw items. Yeah. If you want to throw something at somebody, you can. Damn. Wow, we gotta fight him again? Well, I mean...
Well, you heard the man. Let's get on with it.
I didn't know you had to fight... You could... That's something they might need to fix. Time we really messed him up. You can fight some bosses again if you want to. I'm sure I'm just overlooking a door, because I've made it out before. Just, it was a while, guys. It's not gonna be there. So it's gotta be in this area somewhere. The cistern reservoir. That just leads to the cell. Well, I don't know. It says cistern access, so hold on. Oh, okay, yeah. My bad, guys. Simple platforming compared to what I had to do in Bloodstained. All right, we're on land. Well, we're on the surface, I guess you could say. Soldiers have closed the eastern passage for now. Let's head west and return here later.
My home is to the west. I need to see if there are any survivors. Let's go. No. The bodies of the villagers were piled up here and lit aflame. No! Everyone I love in my home is now gone! On my father's eyes, I will destroy everyone responsible for this! Sitting in a pool of her own blood lies my wife's shield. Hilda! I failed to protect you, my love. I should have prevented this! We will meet again! Even if I have to march into hell itself, we will be reunited! I am very sorry that all of this has happened to you, Korvold. I will do whatever I can to help make this right. We need to make our way east to the village of Rybe. There are a few things there that we will need before we can go any further. What is that over there? It is the village runestone. It appeared when we first settled in Toft. Why? Those markings. Runes, you called them? I recognize them. They are sigils from my world. Why are they here? Really? That is very interesting. Our runes were given to us as a gift from Odin. Boy, that makes me think of Amon Amarth right now. What can you read from these? I am curious about your interpretation. These read as instructions. Interesting. Instructions for what? Instructions for my kind to claim control over certain forces and elements native to your world. You know what? This could be invaluable to us. You have Eldric blood in your veins now. You are able to claim these tools. Touch the stone, then write its specific rune sequence down in the journal. I will show you how to decipher and use them as you see fit. Interesting. As Johann Hege said, he gave us the runes. They are ours to use. I remember that Amon Amarth song. I used to listen to Amon Amarth all the time. I know they're a very big popular band now, but back in the day they weren't as popular. And I listened to them quite a bit, their early stuff. So this whole game kind of has an Amon Amarth feel to it. One of my favorite Amon Amarth songs is Gods of War Rise. Of course, I also like their self-titled song.
And of course, we're Silent God Stand Guard, which is one of the best songs they've ever written, in my opinion. And some people say, yeah, what about Twilight of the Thunder God? That's good too. Destroyer of the Universe. There's so many songs I can just name off from those guys. Old friend, might I get a lift?
Boy, that horse was at first going without moving. It was a special horse.
Looks like you found an offhand weapon. This little dagger? Yeah, so?
Sir, that's not how you ride a horse. I see why they're doing this, but yeah.
Use any equipped offhand items with the offhand button. Offhand items consume power when used, so be tactful. While you are holding weapons in each hand, you can perform vicious berserker attacks. How do I do that on my backwards horse that's moving and not going anywhere? Each time a normal attack lands on an enemy, your aggression will increase. Once you have 5 points accumulated, simply hold up and hit attack. Different offhand weapons will provide their own unique ability. Experiment with them to see what they can do.
Sounds like fun!
I think we found a bug, unless the horse is gonna be part of the party. Yep, there was a bug there with the horse. It's alright. It was because I got into a scene. Again, there's a lot of stuff going on this game. And it didn't have a lot of people making it, so you have to keep that in mind as far as bugs and stuff go.
I needed the experience.
Did I? Do I actually get experience in this game? Let me see some of the stuff I've got. So equip. The axe is stronger. I don't know if that's a cursed item. I don't know if we even have cursed items. Told you it would get a little harder.
Again? I'm beginning to think you didn't choose a very good vessel.
Shut up and help him.
Fine. Help me get him up on the table. Ooh. Oh. You are safe, sweetie. Mama Naritha's got got you now. And Mama is very hungry. There you go, sweetie. Just rest now.
Try not to die this time.
I'll leave the horse alone. Whoa. I've got 15 weak medicine. Stops for a second. I guess that's just the game itself. We won't be playing that much more of this, but I do want to show you guys, you know, some more of the outside and some of the other stuff that goes on. Alright, so past the soldier encampment. Shed the blood of a Saxon man, I shed the blood of a Saxon man. I shed the blood of 4,000 Saxon men. I need those high jump boots. I tell you, they build these structures rather tall. Forget when I really need medicine. I mean, if the game is too easy, you saw that you can make it extremely difficult. There is a but why setting on there because people requested it. And of course on YouTube, there will probably be some plays of people trying out the but why setting. Oh, yeah, I forgot. That one's mine. Yep, I need those special... No, I don't. Oh, wow. What's going on here? Hold on, that person is way too powerful for me. I don't know what's going on with them, but wow. Oh, we have skill trees. And we have talent trees. And it says I got some points available. There's runes. Wow, look at all the runes we can get. All the different allies we can have. Look at all these allies. Pretty cool. So I can choke slam them. Well, we have to start at the bottom of the tree. That was weird. I need fire for that. Oh, okay. I didn't have tremors on my list of monsters, but I'm gonna continue to kill it until it dies. I don't see a life bar on that thing, guys, so I don't think it goes. Oh, okay, it does die. All right. Oh, it's that archer. I do not like archers. Ever since that first Lord of the Rings movie, I've always hated the archers. There's that one freaking orc on... I think it was either an orc or a goblin. Well, they didn't have goblins, so it was an orc archer. I hated that one guy. He pretty much killed everybody with an arrow. He was a badass archer to his credit, but damn did he... kill everybody in the fellowship. Alright, so, yeah. Oh, there's day and night cycles.
You need to hide if these townsfolk see you. Do not worry, you are the only human that can see me, though you may want to refrain from talking to me too much in public. People may question your sanity. Good to know. Before we go any further, we need to stop by the town tavern. I like your style. Yeah, let's go grab a pint. I am thirsty.
I really
really can't thank you enough for all your help.
You are welcome.
Come by my shop when you get the chance, eh? I may have some things that pique your interest.
Kara, without thinking, lightly traces a finger down the front of her tunic. I'll bet you do. Kara kisses me on the cheek and enters her home. Apparently I spend way too long watching her walk away. So, can we move on now, or do you need more time to stare at that woman's backside? Let's go.
I mean, it's not the best helmet in the world. I hope we get a better helmet soon. I'm not really just digging this helmet. But it's the first helmet in the game, so I'm not going to be too upset about it. Oh, wow. She's a blacksmith. Ingredients. Okay. Scrap wood, strong spear, flimsy sword, and a strong whip. Fabric. Try this again. Let's see. So it says a spear and some... I don't have that kind of metal, I don't think. I just have some scraps of fabric.
Kara appears to have made it home safely and is now back to work. Are you open for business?
Well, if it isn't my hero, I honestly couldn't thank you enough for rescuing me back there.
The pleasure was all mine, literally. Nevertheless, you are very welcome. I'm glad to see you are safe now. Kara smiles at me. My eyes get drawn downward as several beads of sweat race each other into her cleavage.
You just let me know when you want to revisit our first encounter, handsome.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry about that, guys. Might be sooner than you think. Kara is here beating the hell out of some iron. Show me your finest equipment.
Sweetie, if it isn't the finest, I didn't make it. Have a look.
Well, I like that axe. I like that helmet. I like those boots. Well, you know, I'll buy that axe. And I'll buy that helmet. And I'll buy the boots. And I'll buy the bracers.
Oh, I don't want that flimsy sword.
Alright. Where's the helmet?
Oh, I did put it on. Okay. Just doesn't show it. So we don't really have, like, chest armor that I've seen. Well, it's clearly right here. We just have no armor. You don't sell armor?
Sweetie.
I've got everything she's... Alright.
Can I use your forge to make a few things?
Be my guest. I have a second anvil over there. Go and use that one.
Oh, another anvil.
So, recipes. Trying to see what the hell that is.
Is that a spear? Okay. So, a sword and steel equals a stronger sword. And a sword and whip equals a stronger whip?
I don't know. It looks weird. Maybe I'll get some more recipes later, but for now, I'm stumped. Let's go to the tavern, and after that, guys, I'm going to be done with it for this time. If it does well, I might do some more in the game, because I do like it. It was worth my money.
The new tavern in Ribe looks like a nice place to get shit-faced. The owner is intensely staring at me. Zeta makes herself at home and is slithering around the bar looking for something. The owner doesn't seem to notice or even see Zeta. This is so strange, but I'll go with it, I guess. Are you open for business?
I am indeed, stranger.
You don't have to do that. I am going to tell him.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure.
How the hell can she see you? And how does she know who you are?
I am his big sister, sweetie. Name's Noritha.
Sister? No offense, but shouldn't you have some kind of fucked up tentacles or something?
Fucked up tentacles?
Well, why does she look human?
God damn it, Corvald. Why does it matter that she...
So you are the infamous Corvald.
Infamous?
Oh my, yes. The Crusaders are looking everywhere for you, dear. There are posters all over the place with your likeness offering a hefty purse for your capture.
Great.
You might want to hide those beautiful eyes of yours while you're in town. Kind of make you stand out, you know. The Templar Knights will immediately know who you are, and common folk will just panic and report you as a monster.
Yeah, she's right. I hadn't thought that part through.
Here, hon. Take this blindfold to cover your eyes whenever you are in public view.
Yeah, thanks.
Also, I have opened a dimensional rip onto the building that Crawthorne can pull you through from anywhere.
Fast travel added to world map. Ribe is now available.
You may be able to find other rips that function similarly during your travels. Also, in the tavern's basement, you will find doorways to a couple of pocket dimensions you may find useful. Feel free to have a look.
Good to know. Thanks, Noritha.
Anything for you, handsome.
Hey there. So, tell me about yourself.
Simply showing interest in her on a personal level causes the apparition to smile. A big, unnatural, terrifying smile.
You want to know more about me, aren't you, sweetheart? You can ask me anything you like.
Her voice, just as ethereal as her appearance, seems to come from all around the room. How did you die, you know, prior to becoming a ghost? She stares at me for a long time with a puzzled expression. Then the most bizarre sound erupts behind me. After a moment, I realize it is Crawthorne laughing.
No. No. I told you before, they are not dead humans. She is a dimensional traveler like me. Only her physical form did not survive the transition into this plane.
Oh, he thought I was a wandering human spirit. Oh my.
Oh.
This conversation is not going at all how I pictured it.
No. My delicious human. My home was a place far beyond the stars you see at night. When the great devouring began, my kind had to escape our home.
Great devouring?
Yes. Our planet was consumed by a... I think the word you use is God. He was a real asshole, though. Not as benevolent as you humans envision your own deities.
That sounds terrible. I'm very sorry that that happened to you.
Don't be. This world is so much better. And if I am being totally honest, losing my old form has been more beneficial than I ever would have thought.
How so?
Walls, doors, mountains. These are no longer obstacles that can slow or stop my travels.
I see. That does sound useful. I buy her another drink and thank her for her time.
Gift ideas?
She hovers several inches over her seat, intensely focusing on her stein of ale. I can't help but wonder where the ale goes when she drinks it. Does she even have a stomach? What kinds of things do you like?
I love silk robes. They feel so good against my skin.
I see. I will keep a lookout for one, then. I'm good at the moment. I'll come back later.
He had, like, 8 pints of ale in that time. I don't know what these do. What? I don't get it, but okay. This is a big tavern. Ooh, Thurisaz. It's a really good Viking metal band called Thurisaz, and they're basically named after that. So if you like Viking metal, you'll like Thurisaz. And I think there's also another metal band by the name of Actual Thurisaz. And if I'm not mistaken, they're also really great. Speaking of, I'll probably need to check out their records because it's been years since I have. One good thing about getting old is that you can go back to some of the old records that you haven't heard in a while and they almost sound new. It's kind of a good feeling. They always say, man, I'd love to experience something all over again. Well, sometimes if you get old enough and it's been enough time, you kind of do get to that point to where you remember some things, but not as much. Let's see. Okay, well, it is 2:30 in the morning, guys, and I'm going to hang it up for Korvald tonight. I hope you guys enjoyed this preview of Book of Korvald. Remember, you can get it now on Steam for about $24. Yeah, I know it's pricey, but this is a lot of content. Like, there's a lot to do in this game. So, you won't get bored easy. So go ahead, pick it up. It's probably one of the best adult games I've ever played so far. I'm really, really quite enjoying it. So, you know, I want to thank Punching Donut and everybody that worked on this. It's just a really good game, and I hope you guys enjoy it. All right, so this will be the Grimlord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Adult Games Corner with more great adult games. I'm out, guys. Later.